Hey, I know it's been a while. There's been a lot going on. So I have decided that it is absolutely true that we make a plan and God laughs. So I'm only doing this TikTok because every time I go to tell a story about something, it sounds like it is fiction. And I wish it wasn't. But so years ago, if you followed my stories, I was in a skiing accident. I was 20 years old. Yep, it changed the rest of my life. And I figured then, God decided he wasn't done with me and I had to do better. I had to be a good person. I had to do good things. I had lots of things ahead of me. And I worked really hard and I thought that that's always like my underlying motif of like, I was given a second chance. I'm gonna make sure I don't waste it. Then my daughter is a NASCAR survivor. As a mom, that was my job. That was my job to lift her up, to be her support system, and to stand by her and say, what can I do? Because that's all I could do, right? I raised her well. She knew if she didn't come forward that she wasn't the person I raised her to be. And she has been an amazing influence in that entire realm. Fast forward, I now have students and former kids that I've worked with in a dangerous situation in South America. They were not getting the help they needed. They were reaching out to me. I was doing everything I could to help these people, to help these young women. And so it goes on later that as they had to fight for the acknowledgement that someone had put them in a dangerous situation, and one was, I mean, they're all forever harmed, but one was especially assaulted. And I was the voice on the other end of the phone. There was no other right thing to do. And in that moment, again, I don't know why I was put there, but I will do everything I can in my power to make sure it's right for these young women. Dealt with the organization, dealt with the fallout out of all of that, and my life again changed. Now let's get to this year. And I am jab injured. And I am a voice that has said things and people are like, thank you for being so brave. Why am I so brave? This is science. I'm facing a heart surgery in the next few weeks. And if I'm here for that, I'm all over it. What am I gonna do? So the lesson for my students is resilience. That we can make the perfect plan of what we want in life, but we never know what will happen. And so here we are. All of these stories. So I've decided now, God said, you know, we have a perfect plan and God is laughing. Instead, he's going, here's your book. I don't know. We just all do the best we can and we're thrown in different situations. And so for my students especially, I just want to teach them resilience. And we just do what we can with what we have. Have a great day.